It's Jeremy, Katie, and Josh on Mix 100.
Right now, it's time for PMI. We shuffle through all the news stories of the morning, and we give you a positive story, a minus story, and something we found just a little bit interesting. And I got to ask you guys, who got to pee?
I got to pee
Josh
today.
Josh got to pee. Woo-hoo.
All right.
This is really exciting. Soon it's not going to matter whether you are suiting up for the smallest little six-man football team or if you are a 5A mega high school team. The Denver Broncos are donating helmets to every high school team that plays tackle football in the state of Colorado.
That's amazing.
Whoa. Huge news because much of Colorado is very underfunded when it comes to any type of sporting equipment. But football is king in the sports world. All these children and young kids want to play football out there in the Colorado world. And the fact that they're the Broncos are donating helmets to all these schools will ensure brain safety, first of all, which is a huge one, because when you're young, your brain is still developing. And when you get concussions and brain damage at a younger age, it is very, very hard to recover from that at a better rate than like you can as an adult. So all in all, it's called All in All Covered. And on Tuesday, yesterday, they made the announcement that the donations will start this next football season. So yeah. It's really cool. This next football season, each school will receive 25% of its helmets throughout the program based on the average roster size for its classification. So like I said, six-man football all the way up to regular size 5A football. And these donations are going to roll out every single year through 2028.
No, it's amazing. Because that's the thing is when you think about football programs, you're probably thinking Valor Christian, Grandview, Rangeview, Smoky Hill. Those are all big schools that can afford their stuff. But six-man football, when's the last time you heard of Natarita, Nucla, Eads?
I've never heard that.
Exactly.
I've never heard of any of those.
Yeah.
Why do you make that face when you say that?
Well, because I'm passionate about these kids having the proper equipment, and the Broncos are making sure that they...
100%. They need the appropriate equipment, the proper pads, the proper helmets. The only thing I heard out of that story was ticket prices are going up for Broncos games.
I know. Well,
honestly, though, is it?
It's probably from their charities.
Yeah.
They're the Broncos charities.
Far and away the richest owners in the league. By tens of billions of dollars, and I don't know if they'll make the ticket prices go up.
They probably won't. They've got that big charity organization.
Yeah.
That's when I had Broncos plates on my truck. You know, you have to make a donation to that Broncos charities just to get the plates.
So they probably
got a buttload of money.
Yeah.
But I do like that.
That's neat.
All the schools in the state that participate in football programs, and so that's what I loved about it, is they're not forgetting about the smaller schools in the mountains. All the kids are going to be protected.
Well, and let's be honest. I mean, the amount of kids going into football is declining, and they probably want to groom a lot of these kids to continue on their way and become NFL players, so this is a good way to
do it. Well, they do, yeah, and all in all, they're donating 15,516 helmets this year, which is just an insane amount.
It really is.
But you're right, Jeremy, a lot of parents were really scared for their children, because you don't want... I've had several diagnosed concussions throughout my sports
career.
So
that's what's wrong with you.
Yeah, I got about four brain cells duking it up there, but... No,
that's spot on, right? They're wanting these kids to be safe,
to be safe.
Everyone's comfortable, and then, yes, they will go on to be NFL stars. So
That's the goal, and it's really, really cool because, like I said, a lot of these schools are unfortunately underfunded when it comes to the sports programs, so they're definitely doing their part, man, and I love seeing this.
That's a good positive.
I've worked alongside and covered the Broncos for years now, and I love them doing the right thing.
Now, out there doing the interviews and stuff with the players, do you wear a helmet?
Just in case, yes, I do. I'm actually fully padded up.
All those concussions.
Yeah.
You come rolling in your truck with a helmet on. And, I want you to be safe, buddy.
Pretty much wherever I go. Yep.
That's a good positive.
We're just going to bubble wrap you, Josh.
That's a good local positive. All right, I got the minus today. This is kind of funny. It says nearly 2/3 of Gen Z adults admit that they lack basic cooking skills.
Oh, no.
Up over 60% of these Zers surveyed said they don't even know how to make an omelet.
What?
Adults aged 18 through 28 prefer eating out at restaurants or getting takeout because they just don't know how to cook. This says it's a growing number of young people who are basically useless in the kitchen right now. They went on to do various foods and recipes, and the amount of them that can't make basic stir fry, which is you just throw a bunch of crap in a pot and stir it up with heat.
Cutting is the hardest part of a stir fry.
They don't know how to make stir fry. Almost 30% said they struggle to make soup. Now, I don't know if that's homemade soup or cracking open a can and warming it up.
I'm worried for the next generation if they don't know how to add a can of water to their soup.
And then, yeah, the biggie was an omelet, which is just essentially a scrambled egg, right?
I mean, it is.
And then you fold it in half.
The fold is the hardest part, but as long as you grease that pan, you're good to go.
You're good to go.
Yeah.
One in four Zers also admitted to passing off food which was ordered from a restaurant or takeout as a home-cooked meal. So you're inviting friends over, you're like, you like this? I made it. And then I will tell you that almost 100% of those people surveyed said that they would immediately freak out, not even know where to start when it came to lasagna or roast chicken. Which again,
it takes
basic
steps, but yeah, it's pretty basic when
I feel
it comes
like lasagna
to
would be harder.
Just layers,
harder,
man.
But it's just steps.
Noodles,
it's,
meat,
make,
cheese, noodles,
yeah,
meat, cheese, noodles,
you
meat,
make
cheese.
The cheese, you make the sauce, you have your noodles, and then you assemble.
I've never made a lasagna,
easy.
I will say that.
Oh, buddy, I love making lasagna.
We should do
I like lasagna, but I've never made it. I can stir fry all day long. I can. Yeah. My mom
can
taught
make
me
an
the
omelet?
Basics. Yeah, I can make an omelet. Yeah,
that's good.
Yeah, yeah, because I used to do that all the time in college because I wanted the protein to go work out and all that stuff. Yeah,
this is good. Okay. This is good then. Because I always think it's like romantic too. Like when you're seeing somebody, you can have them over to your house and you can cook together.
Whip up an omelet.
I always love doing that with Nick.
My go-to with that, if I'm having a date over and I want to cook, I just do the sketti because I can make good spaghetti. And
that's good.
Hey, baby,
it's
you
nice.
Want
it's
some
like,
sketti?
Yo,
you
no,
like
no,
them
it's
sketti?
Like, I don't say that, but it's like Lady in the
and it doesn't give you bubble guts because,
see, it's romantic. Yes, and it's
no bubble guts because you know where that light night is going to be leading at Josh's house. So.
Goodness. Jeez. Yeah, with me going to bed.
Give yourself another concussion is what you're going to do.
Hopefully not me. I'm not getting my head.
Is there anything else I want to talk about this? They say basically this is all because of food delivery apps and ready meals that you can stick in the microwave. It's just easier to get by without cooking now, so... The Zers are helpless. Womp, womp, womp. All right, Katie, you got the interesting?
I do, and usually when we talk about weather and airplanes, they don't mix, right? Mm-hmm. Like, they screw up your flight. It's not a good thing, but this is a little roles-reverse situation here. A flight caused snow that landed in Denver, Colorado last Saturday.
I know, you coming in with another weather story.
There's
what
a
is
lot
happening today?
Hades,
this is
going
on. This is interesting.
Was it those chemtrails?
It was no. It's very similar to that, though. They say that the whole process of it is related to the chemical trail stuff. But they say that a flight was coming from Williston, North Dakota, and it was coming into.
That's why you told
this
story.
No, it's not. It's not. It's all over the news because a flight caused snow.
I don't like that.
The flight came in from North Dakota, and what it was is the hang on a second.
You really did
hang,
your research.
It's all very
on this
sciencey, and I wanted to make sure that I got
it right.
Should
have been
the minus,
Katie.
No,
you have
I just
no idea
wanted
what
to make sure
about.
I got it right. Here's where it
so
is.
Far
okay,
not. So, good.
So they flew through a cloud of super cooled water droplets. Okay,
ooh, that's
and
what
so
a cloud
the
is.
Droplets remain liquid even at temperatures below freezing. So the droplets, this plane flew through this cloud, and those droplets fell from the cloud, and it was nothing like measurable on the ground, but it was on weather radar, so they picked it up. They're like, whoa, that plane went through that cloud and made it snow. And I thought it was interesting. It came from North Dakota. And it's like, of course it made it snow. It brought the weather with it, right? Hmm. Like, it's interesting.
I don't like planes
it's
messing
totally
with the weather.
Interesting.
Gosh, what do you think? Was that interesting?
I think it was interesting.
I zoned out for
was.
A second, I'll be honest. I was looking at
it. Probably should have just done PM today.
Science and stuff. No? You guys didn't learn today?
Slim pickings today,
today,
huh? A lot of slim pickings for interesting today.
Go on the news site and find this story.
I'm really busy
it's
this
in
morning.
In the top stories.
I got a couple things I need to do before that.
Yeah, we're busy. I liked your story, though, Josh.
You know I liked yours. Yours
thank
is good.
You.
Yours is good for a minus.
Thank you so much.
Yeah, it was good, Jeremy.
Well, that's it, you guys. That's gosh, PM today with Jeremy, Katie,
you guys
and Josh.
Suck.
Jeremy, Katie, and Josh on Mix 100.